Welcome back to The Gospel According to a Sitcom Writer. I'm James Carey, that's the sitcom writer, and here's another chapter from my book, which is unenlightening but quite silly. Hope you enjoy. Peter and the Sadducees. Being narcissists, we think we live in a uniquely argumentative age with Twitter and trolling and passionate punditry. Look back in history and you'll see this is nothing new. As we've already seen, the likes of Bunyan were imprisoned for speaking out of turn. After the English Civil War, printing presses were heavily regulated to stop the war of pamphlets leading to more bloodshed. Nonetheless, the coffee houses of London became hotbeds of divided and vituperative opinion. We shouldn't be surprised to find arguments in the Bible. In fact, an awful lot of the gospel accounts are not parables, miracles and teaching, but blazing rows with religious leaders who quibbled over everything and attempted to entrap Jesus in his own words. In Luke 20, we read of one such attempt in which the Sadducees, the wealthy ruling elite, tried to tie Jesus in knots over marriage after death. It's rather preposterous and silly. And so I imagined an even sillier version with Peter. Earlier manuscripts do not include the following. One day the Sadducees came to Peter with a question. Teacher, they said, Moses says that if a man dies without children, his brother must marry the widow and raise up offspring for him. Now imagine a family with seven brothers, and the oldest marries a woman. Wait, said Peter. Are you telling a parable? No offence, but I tell the parables round here. It's not really a parable, said the Sadducees, more of a hypothetical situation. That's fine then, said Peter, carry on. Right, said the Sadducees, thank you. Oh, hang on, said Peter, aren't you the ones who don't believe in the resurrection? That's right, said the Sadducees, we don't. And the way to remember it is that we don't believe in the resurrection, which makes us sad, you see. The Sadducees laughed at their own joke. Peter said, it's probably just easier to remember it. Fair enough, said the Sadducees. Now imagine a family with seven brothers, and the oldest marries at... Wait, said Peter. What is it now? Said the Sadducees. All you Sadducees are talking at the same time, said Peter. It's pretty weird. Impressive, though. As far as talking in unison goes, you've nailed it. But can just one of you talk? Okay, said all the Sadducees. Shall I tell this one? Said one of the Sadducees. Fine, said all the other Sadducees. Now, imagine a family with seven brothers, said the Sadducee, and the oldest marries a woman and then dies leaving no children. This is a sad story, said Peter. Wait, said the Sadducee, it gets worse. The oldest brother left his wife to his brother, and the same thing happened to the second. That is very sad, but it does happen, says Peter. Look, this is going to take ages if you keep doing this, said the Sadducee. There are seven brothers. Sorry, said Peter, it's just... I'm sad, you see. Ha ha. The Sadducee stared at him and then went on. The same thing happened to the second brother and the third right down to the seventh. And finally, the woman died. Now then, at the resurrection, the wife will be with the seven brothers. Do you not think that would make a fabulous musical? You what? Said Peter. Wouldn't it be great? Said the Sadducee. A woman and her seven ex-husbands in the afterlife. But you don't even believe in the afterlife, said Peter. I would if it had show tunes. Come on, seven bridegrooms for one bride has got Broadway written all over it. Which husband did she love the most? Should she go back to her first love, the first brother? Maybe she's got some dead sisters you could throw in. Oh, and how about celebrity casting, said another Sadducee. What about that woman who'd been married five times and met your mate Jesus at the well? The Samaritan woman, said Peter. Oh, is she? Oh, scratch that. No Samaritans. I mean, I'd cast her, but you have to think about box office and the shareholders. The Sadducees burst into song, and the chief priests and the teachers of the law began to dance. It was surprisingly well coordinated. Okay, stop, said Peter. This is ridiculous. All right, said the Sadducees. The dance is a work in progress, but it's coming together. No, said Peter. I can't believe we've spent all this time building up to this absurd idea that the Seven Husbands story should be a musical. It's highly inappropriate. First, did not our Lord say that in heaven there will be no giving of each other in marriage? Did he? Said the Sadducees. To be honest, we don't really listen to what that guy is saying. Well, there's your first mistake, said Peter. And second, you don't even believe in the resurrection. Your theology should not be affected by show tunes. And third, this whole idea about seven bridegrooms and one wife should obviously be a reality show. Or at the very least, some kind of Mr. and Mrs. Call it Mr. and 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 Mrs. At that point, the Sadducees tore their clothes. If only we'd thought of that, they said. And they plotted for a way to steal his format. This is not the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I'm not entirely sure how long this podcast is going to remain here up on the internet for totally free. So if you want some of your friends to enjoy it, you better get along and share it with them now. Why don't you do that? Take a moment, think who would enjoy this, maybe share it on social media as well. I'd really appreciate it. Then other people can hear what you've been hearing. Why not do that for them? Anyway, speak to you next time. Cheerio.